Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to another episode of Moon Magic with Jeanette and David Ewing. And tonight is our full moon night show. The full moon will actually be at 100% tomorrow morning. Is it tomorrow morning or afternoon?
Afternoon.
Oh, tomorrow afternoon. And this moon is also the mead moon, the honey moon, the strawberry moon, and the strong sun moon. And you were mentioning a few other things about this particular moon, David?
Oh, well, and in the southern hemisphere, this is the long night moon because we're getting ready for the winter solstice in the southern hemisphere. So, but we're for the northern. another thing about this full moon, it's the first full moon of the meteorological summer that begins on June 1st. So, for that purpose, it's the first full moon of the summer. Like I said, a meteorological summer, and it is a Sagittarius moon, and there's a partial lunar eclipse that'll be visible on the other side of the world, Asia, Australia, Europe, on that side, because it'll be daytime here in the East Coast, here in North America. So, partial lunar eclipse going on, full moon, Sagittarius, and it's square. For the astrological buffs, it is square Mars. So all that kind of brings into a lot of energy, a lot of, well, Mars is a warrior spirit, energy, and there's also, there's restlessness, travel, but also anger, a little heightened anger and emotions, warmer emotions in that way too, are more susceptible during this time. Because the energies of this full moon and the lunar eclipse also amplifies what power there is going on during the full moon. So it's sort of a not a very settled, I guess. To me, it doesn't sound like it's a very settled energy type of moon.
Right. What did you say just a minute ago? It was very what? Tumultuous?
Oh, tumultuous. This is a very tumultuous time. And with all the COVID-19 stuff that's going on, that's been going on the past few months, and it's still, affecting our lives, many of our lives in a great way. And then with the protests and marches and riots and stuff going on, especially here in the U.S., at this point, I think tumultuous really kind of is a word that I would use to define this time and this year. And then looking at reading about what this full moon is about and what does it mean about being in Sagittarius and its aspect to Aries to Mars and the lunar eclipse happening too, so how it all puts together, it's like there's the dots. They're connecting each other right there between what we see in the world right now and the energy that we're getting from this moon. It's definitely
playing out.
Yeah, it is.
In what's going on with humanity, definitely.
Yeah.
Here in the United States, there is, I'm going to call it a bit of a lull with regard to the progression of the number of cases and deaths with the COVID-19 virus.
Yep.
But it is also a time where this past week, because of yet another African-American person being killed by police due to police brutality, that I feel has been really amplified.
Yeah.
And it is a time where if we're going to be pulling on these energies of this particular full moon, and when we do full moon magic, we're calling upon the and working with the energies when it is greatest at or closest to the full moon. But it's people who live on this planet who are attuned to the cycles of nature. The sun is moving closer in the northern hemisphere to its zenith.
Yep, yep. And I guess it's also kind of fitting, too, just to kind of pitch in, that with what's going on in the world and the moon and what we're talking about this evening, and at this moment in time, in this place in time, where we live in Northern Virginia, we have a string of thunderstorms moving through our area. So we have thunder going on in the background as we're discussing this topic.
Right. So it's not a slow-moving, slow, sloppy summer rain. It is an intense thunderstorm with lots of energy that happens to be moving through our area as we are discussing what's going on in the world and getting ready for a moon ritual.
Yep.
To harness and work with some of these energies. And it can also be a time, not surprisingly, it can also be a time where your energies, where you're more restless, but your energies are scattered.
Yeah.
And certainly initially, one of the things I planned on doing was kind of working on focusing these energies for rebirth and renewal of goals and activities, and that is certainly something that you can do, but as part of this, the larger element of what's going on, we're going to be infusing this ritual with a lot of protective energy.
Yeah.
We still need protection. We need protection from those when it comes to what's going on with the disease. We need protection from those who are going out into places and not using the types of protection they need to keep the disease from spreading if they have it.
Yeah.
So that those of us who are higher risk, and there are plenty of Americans that are potentially at higher risk if we go out to do the necessary things that we have to do. We have to buy food. We have to go to work, and there are plenty of people who have had to leave their homes to go to work.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
And for the thoughtlessness of those people who are not being careful, we need protection from those people. And with the protests that have been occurring in nearly every major city in the United States, there have been groups of various sizes of people protesting, and others that have come in that are not immediately related to the protests, that have been looting, that have been burning things and breaking into businesses.
Yep.
And burning businesses. there certainly is a lot more unrest when it comes to white supremacy. So there is just a lot of elements out there that people need protection from.
Yep.
So what I've got going tonight, and I'm still using these candles because we only, and they're kind of imbued with our full moon energy of the full moon and any other seasonal rituals we happen to do, that we've been using these for a while now. These are our large 7-day glass votive candles that we use for honoring and welcoming the elements. I have one of two of my big selenite spheres that are, what is this, 3-ish?
Yep, 3 inches across.
3 inches in diameter. It's one of the big selenite spheres I have. And selenite is a stone that is associated with the moon. It stays in the center on my altar that manages to stay mostly intact in spite of the fact that we have 5 cats, 4 of which hang out down here, some of whom are they a whom? Yeah, some of whom are more klutzy than others. One of the biggest cats is just not a very graceful kitty. He's always knocking things over. But this has stayed mostly intact. I have my large
quartz.
Is it an
obelisk?
I guess it is an obelisk.
Yeah.
That stays on here as well. I've also got stones associated with the sun, stones associated with protection. I've got carnelian, citrine. I've got some pieces of obsidian. They're raw obsidian that are like flat, irregular pieces I bought somewhere a while back that are great for grounding, for centering, for protection, for removal of harmful energies from your person and your space. And I have one of my pieces of
jasper.
Red jasper as well. So we've got a lot of stuff going for protection. We also have our
hematite
stones of grounding. Now there are, you know, you can talk to a lot of different people about stones that are well suited for grounding. Hematite is one. Jet is another. Black tourmaline is also a popular one. I don't know if I have any bigger ones than those floating around. Obsidian, snowflake obsidian. It's a personal preference.
Yeah.
But especially since it is very tumultuous right now, we are going to start our ritual with some grounding. We are going to call upon our deities and ancestors to protect those who are in harm's way in many ways right now. And we will also call on our ancestors and deities in this particular moon cycle for some healing, some renewal, and some courage and motivation for ourselves.
Okay.
So get comfortable. Find some place to get yourself settled. Again, as I've said before, you definitely do not need any special tools. We have the tools for you. Something as simple as a white candle or a candle of any particular color that you are attuned to is fine.
Yep.
So let's begin by taking some nice deep breaths. work on with each inhale and then deep exhale. Push the energy of stress, anxiety out of your shoulders, down your spine, out through your feet. Have your feet planted firmly on the floor. And imagine deep roots growing out from the soles of your feet, growing through the foundations of the building that you are in, into the earth below, and let that energy flow out and down. And imagine the cool earth on your feet, between your toes, and take another deep breath in and exhale. And let Mother Earth take that energy, change it, transform it, transmute it into something nourishing and healthy for the planet. Energy is neither created nor lost. It is simply transformed. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
We will cast our circle of light of fire of protection. However you imagine it to be, encircling yourself, your sacred space, the room that you are in, the building you are in, imagine yourself being safe and protected. During this time and space, and imagine a tendril of light or a beam of light or a lightning bolt reaching out into the cosmos from where you are at to connect all of those listening in the here and the now and in the time to come. Our circle is cast, so mote it be.
So mote it be.
And we call on and invite spirits, elementals, and guardians of the East and air into our space tonight. we ask you to bless us, guide us, hear our prayers and our messages to our gods, goddesses, and our ancestors. Grant us intellect, wisdom, and measured, cool, calm thinking during this tumultuous time. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the East and Air, we welcome you.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And we turn to the South and we call to the elementals, the guardians, spirits of the South, and of the sacred fires. We call to you and ask you for your protection tonight and forward for ourselves and our loved ones. Let your heat warm the loving embraces that so many desperately need. Let your warmth surround us in the warm comfort offered by those who are serving our people. And let your warmth connect us in a loving, protective embrace. Spirits, elementals, powers and guardians of the South, and the sacred fires, we welcome you. Blessed be.
Blessed be. And we welcome and honor spirits, elementals, and guardians of the West and water into our circle and into this time. From the soft summer rains to the intense thunderstorms, from the smallest creeks to the largest raging rivers, from tiny ponds to the deepest oceans, may the waters of life embrace us, heal us, bless us with waves of compassion and empathy for our fellow humans. May we heal from this disease of COVID-19, but may we also heal from those powers that seek to divide us by race and hatred. May your warm, loving embrace heal those whose hearts continue to be shattered. By racial inequality and racial injustice. May they stay safe in your loving womb. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the west and water, we welcome. Blessed be.
And on to the north. We call to the spirits, elementals, guardians of the north. We call you in to help protect us and our loved ones. The earth is a slow-moving element. It is steadfast. And it changes slowly. Let that influence things that are said and done by ourselves and our loved ones during this tumultuous time. Let the earth, we call to the earth to help us and our loved ones be deliberate and thoughtful in our actions, words, let it calm raging emotions, so we might find peace in this time. We lay a great challenge on the spirits of the earth at this time in helping us take in that lesson. We call on the earth's fire when we need it. Deliberate way as we learn from the earth's lessons. Spirits, elementals, guardians of the north and of the earth, we welcome you. Blessed be.
Blessed be. And we welcome goddesses of the moon, warrior goddesses, protector goddesses. We call on Selene, Diana, Athena, Artemis, Isis, Grandmother Moon. Be with us, guide us, teach us, heal our wounded hearts and spirits. Protect our physical health. from the ravages of disease spreading across this earth. Protect those who are going into harm's way to stand up for their rights and the rights of those they love. Grant those with wisdom who need the wisdom to make sound choices in their lives, not only for their own physical health, but the health of others that their actions impact. Moon goddesses, we welcome you tonight. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And we call upon the warrior goddesses, the Morrigan, to protect those from being harmed by the deliberate, willful evil perpetrated by those who simply do not care enough about anyone but themselves and their own immediate needs. Morrigan, we call to you. 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 Protect those in the United States right now who are fighting for their equality, who are fighting for the same rights that everyone is supposed to have here. Protect those who are weakest in our society. Protect them from those whose thoughtlessness put their lives at risk from this COVID-19 disease. Protect the elderly. Protect those who already have diseases. Protect the youngest and most vulnerable in our society. Keep us safe. Keep us from harm. Protect those who are fighting for their rights on the streets of America this very night. I have a special candle that I have blessed with the powers of fire. The powers of courage. The powers of protection. This is a large red candle. May those seeking courage be granted courage. May those who are most vulnerable in our society right now be protected from harm, be it physical harm by protesting or physical harm brought about by the COVID-19 disease. May our gods and goddesses, may our ancestors envelop us in a shield of fiery protection to keep us safe from harm, to keep those seeking justice safe from harm. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
And we also have here,
yes.
Here bay leaves, and we've previously discussed bay leaves and how they are magically associated with a number of things. So what we are going to also be doing, we have our nice big candle. We are going to be utilizing the powers of the earth,
okay,
to, we'll write little messages on a few of these and bury them in our garden with some rosemary that I have harvested and blessed for this particular purpose. This is our offering to Mother Earth. This is straight from the giant rosemary plant growing in our garden.
Yep. So what's the focus of the messages we're writing on these leaves?
Protection to the protesters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And protection to our first responders.
Yes.
Protection to those who are working deliveries, working in the stores, in the restaurants. Okay, that too.
And we're using Sharpie pins. They do tend to work on a number of different uneven surfaces,
uh-huh,
like dried leaves. And these are dried whole bay leaves. I bought them, I think, in the Latino food section.
Oh, yeah.
Some time ago. Yeah.
Right. So these are dried basil leaves, or basil, bay leaves.
Bay leaves.
Protection from COVID.
Yeah.
Protection to our healthcare workers. Okay.
So let us hope that the protesters can be able to do what they need to and stay safe, not be harmed. May they be listened to. And I am hopeful that at least in some cities,
mm-hmm,
some people who are the powers that be in those cities, be they police chiefs, district attorneys, mayors, actually start taking a really hard look at what's going on in their police departments to bring about change. And fire is nothing if not transformative.
Yes.
It cleanses, it can purify, it can destroy, but from those ashes, new things can come about.
True. I mean, look at a forest, at a woods. When there's a fire, it creates an environment for new things and new growth to occur. And there are certain plants that only germinate and only sprout when there's high heat involved that have to have fire. So fire is a necessary transformative tool in nature.
Protection for healing and change.
Yes.
Protection for healing and change. 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 So mote it be. And as we have done many of these shows before, we are going to keep these candles going for at least a little bit, especially my goddess candle and my big giant candle of red, fiery change, protection, transformation, courage, motivation, all things positive.
Yep. And we'll post a picture of our altar with the candles going here on the Facebook page for the pagan, for the CSNP Facebook page.
Right.
And the protection candle is a little taller than the standard 7-day candle, and a little bigger around. It's about the same height, but bigger around, probably a good half inch or so bigger than the standard 7-day candle. So it's larger than our elemental candles, which are the white 7-day candles.
It is worth noting that in the past, some of these larger candles have burned at a, I would call, an unusually accelerated rate. Now, it is also worth noting that what I did for this particular candle, because it's a little more unusual, it is something you buy at a Botanica, and I bought this, several of these, a while back at a Botanica, and the candle part of it is a refill. So I could take it out, unlike a lot of these others, and you can buy them special for this purpose, and it allows you to dress the candle and charge the candle and then put it back in the big glass holder. So I dressed it with a fire-based oil of protection. I've also got powdered dragon's blood incense powder, powdered myrrh, and powdered white sandalwood that I put in the bottom, and then I moved it around so that it's stuck to the sides of the candle.
Uh-huh.
I've also wrote runes of courage and protection on the outside of the glass.
Yep.
So it would not surprise me if this burns much quicker than is typical.
Right.
So, and we've just been sitting here and charging things up. So we've got some multi-part things. We're going to be working with the earth here shortly after the rain stops. We'll go out into the backyard and bury our stuff. And we've got the element of fire going on. So.
Yes. And we had the element of water make its appearance in our neighborhood this evening as we were doing this with the rain.
Right.
Yeah.
And powerful thunder. So we thank our goddesses. We thank the Morrigan. We thank Luna, Selena, Selene, Diana, Artemis, Isis, Grandmother Moon, and many goddesses from many different cultures, for listening to us, for hearing our prayers, for receiving our messages in the here and now and in the time beyond. Goddesses of the Moon, we thank you. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And we thank the Morrigan, the goddesses three, goddesses of war, goddesses of sovereignty, for being with us, for watching over us, for being that source of protection during these tumultuous times. We are honored by your presence this night. We thank you. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And we thank our elemental forces for being with us. The spirits and elementals and guardians of the north and earth, of the west and water, of the south and fire, of the east and air. We thank you for your elemental presences. We thank you for being with us, for watching over us, for guiding us, for protecting us. In the here and now, and in the time to come. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the sacred directions and the elements, we thank you. So mote
it be.
Visualize this bubble, this zone of protection and energy building that you have built around you, around your home, and the room that you are in, and the sacred space that you have built, and around yourself. Know that this circle is open, but you are connected in the here and now and in the time beyond to all of those members of your community. May they be local or across the country, or even other parts of the world. Know that we are one community, we are one tribe, and we are one family of pagans, witches, Wiccans, druids, heathens, and people who practice nature spirituality in all its forms. So remember that tendril of light that you sent out, it stays connected to all of us. And the circle is open, but never broken.
Merry meet, merry part,
and marry me again.
Blessed be.
And we have a bunch of things going on at Circle Sanctuary this month. Now, we've got, of course, our regular shows. The next coming up is going to be, do we have a Paganos del Mundo this Saturday? I believe we do, because we do nearly every Saturday of the month.
Right. So... So for this week, yes, there is a Paganos del Mundo on the 6th. Christian Ortiz is leading that conversation in Spanish. But the big thing with this month at Circle Sanctuary is Pagan Spirit Gathering. It's the month of PSG. But because of COVID-19, they've had to change how we're doing PSG this year. So instead of everybody gathering at a campground for a week, and coexisting with 1,000 of your pagan family members for 8 days, it's going to be a distant PSG. It's a COVID PSG. So they have a statement about this, that with the cancellation of an in-person PSG this year due to COVID-19 pandemic, Circle reached out to the community with a survey and several Zoom town hall meetings to listen to your feelings and what should happen with PSG this year. Essentially, and there's a statement on this on the Circle website. If you go to circlesanctuary.org and click on events and then PSG, you'll see the statement. They worked long and hard to create many ways for us to connect with each other, face-to-face with live concerts, workshops, rituals, family programming, and chanting. Also be able to connect by chatting in community rooms, video chatting in Facebook Messenger rooms, and commenting under live and pre-recorded workshops and concerts. Many of the PSG coordinators will be offering times for chat sessions. You'll even get to virtually shop to support our merchants who have really had a hard time this year with all the events canceling. The merchants and the musicians, those who really earn their income on these events.
Yeah, on the festival circuit, basically it starts usually around Beltane and ends sometime after Pagan Pride Day or for some
Samhain.
Even into Samhain.
Yeah.
And there are many people who travel across the country. They go from one event to the next and they make all their stuff during the winter. They make some amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Lots of jewelry people, people who make clothing, woodworking, I mean, you name it. There's all kinds of stuff. These people are really talented, and a lot of folks are having a really hard time financially because they've already missed out on the beginning of some money, and pretty much everything I've seen so far suggests that there aren't going to be any in-person festivals this year.
Yeah,
so,
2020 is pretty much a wash as far as that goes, and it's really a struggle for those who really earn their livelihood on the pagan festival circuits.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think the virtual shopping will be really cool as well.
It will. So they have a schedule on the Circle Sanctuary website of all the different activities that will be going on starting Sunday, June 14th, and... A lot of them will be live on the PSG Facebook group. There'll be some other Zoom. There will be community rooms to break off into smaller groups via different avenues to chat and connect during the week. Suggesting to feel free to start a Facebook Messenger room, Zoom, Skype, Teams, Discord chats, etc., and invite people to your room by posting a message on the PSG Facebook group. So a lot of different ways to try to connect. There will be, for those PSG veterans, there will be a daily meeting, but it won't be quite as early in the morning as the morning meetings usually are at PSG. It'll be more like at noon. Noon, whose time is this in? Central time?
Oh, it is
in Central Time. So the times listed are in Central Time. Well, PSG happens in Central Time anyway, so there you go.
Right.
Okay, so if you look at the website, all the times are in Central U.S. time zone. But there's a lot of activities going on, including here on Blog Talk Radio on the CSMP network. There will be a special show on Friday, a special podcast on Friday evening with
Laura
Gonzalez.
Yep.
And there'll be another circle talk. Will be a special circle talk.
Yeah, I believe so.
I only do the schedule. I don't know it.
Yeah, David only types everything up. He doesn't actually read.
I only update the website of this stuff and set up the podcast on Blog Talk. I don't really pay attention to what I'm reading. You know, so, okay, circle talks. Oh, there's a CSMP special on June 19th. With Laura Gonzalez will be speaking with Selena Fox about Pagan Spirit Gathering. It's an encore presentation from 2019. And she will also be talking with Reverend Sharon Stewart, who has been the PSG
manager
for years, about PSG.
And it really is it's more than a 40-hour week job, especially it gets closer to the event.
Yeah, yeah.
Huge amounts of logistical planning that goes into this thing.
Yeah.
This is a giant, moving, multi-part machine, and as a person who just, you know, attends, you're into your experience and doing things, being with your friends and going to rituals and workshops, but there's just this ginormous amount of all-volunteer no pay, work involved in making this a seamless event. So,
yeah.
And they've done it this year around with everything being virtual and Zoom-based and live-streamed via Facebook. So,
yep.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yep.
Because we typically cannot go. I teach over the summer. In fact, I'm teaching a summer class right now, that just started this week. So we're not typically able to go. So I'm actually looking forward to this, to be able to connect in a wide variety of ways because I haven't been able to in the past.
Yeah.
It's
been years.
By the way, this is completely 100% free to the public.
All the workshops, presentations, and programming for PSG this year, they're all online, and it's all free. So if you have not been able to afford to attend PSG in the past, it's all free this time around. So go for it and enjoy. There's a lot of stuff going on, virtual rituals and events, workshops. There's social justice chats. There's concerts, spiral rhythms.
Which is really particularly timely.
It is. Spiral Rhythm will be having a concert on Friday the 19th. At 7 p.m. Central, that'll be live streamed on the PSG Facebook group. Celia will be having a concert on the 18th. On the 17th, it's Thunder Sirens. So there'll still be the concerts and others too. Beltania brings a spell singer, Marin King, me in concert, Tack in concert. So there's some groups that I have never heard of that I'll be interested to see who they are and experience them. So a lot of the enchantment workshop with the River and Jasmine Saturday the 20th.
Oh, yeah, Rev River.
There's a lot of stuff. So it's not the full program you normally see at PSG, but there's a lot of stuff going on PSG week online. Watch the PSG Facebook group. The list of stuff is on the Circle Sanctuary website, and, it's a good chance to connect with PSG still happening. There's still a PSG happening. It's just virtual this year. It's social distancing PSG.
Right.
Yeah. So there we go.
So we would like to thank everybody for listening in and lending us your virtual energies of justice and courage and empowerment with the powers of fire and the powers of the moon tonight. And I'd like to thank Circle Sanctuary for making this possible. And not only our show, but all the other programming that goes on throughout the month.
Right. Reverend Deborah Rose, minister in training.
Mm-hmm.
She's getting there. Going to be ordained soon.
I think
hopefully,
so, yes.
Yeah. Laura Gonzalez and Selena.
Of course.
Of course. Can't forget Selena. And everybody else is involved. Cool.
All righty. So what are you going to take us out with, Dave?
So we've been doing this, and it's probably a good standard one. Moon is high.
The moon is high.
Okay.
By Spiral Rhythm.
There you go. One of our faves. Blessed be, y'all.
Blessed be, everybody. Stay safe.
Yes. Stay safe.
The moon is high on this night of power. The children come at the witching hour. Our hands are raised to the four directions. Spirit power is ours again. The moon is high,
the moon is high
on this night of
power. On this night of
power, the children come.
Hide above us.
Thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.